The purpose of the meditation process is to awaken your inner spirit and thus your unlimited potential. This is first and foremost achieved by building a conscious and compassionate relationship with your vulnerable and often run-down, stressed, and confused human self. This is because higher states of consciousness can only be achieved on a permanent basis through genuine integration of the human or lower self into the higher self. Many meditation processes attempt to escape from the lower self and its suffering, but this builds no real foundation of true attainment, leaving you prone to crashing down to the earth in the face of the next challenge that life may present you. This compassionate relationship with yourself is achieved by detaching your consciousness a little from the vulnerable body-mind and connecting instead to your higher self, where unconditional love and wisdom is a natural state of being. This integrating, the embracing of the lower self and all its challenges is the path to self-realization, the path to knowing that you are much more than your body and even much more than your mind. Consciousness can be said to be the ego that has liberated itself from blindly serving the fear-based lower self or body-mind that only knows survival. At this survival level, or limited awareness, the ego thinks it is in control, but this illusion can only be maintained by denial of reality as it is. Often, when we predominantly live our lives through our ego, we can achieve success in some areas of our lives, such as business, but other areas suffer, such as our health or our relationships. Maintaining health and relationships may require more of a heart-feeling approach that is then integrated with the discipline and rational intelligence needed to be successful in business. An ego that is blindly serving the survival self or lower self is unable to grasp the whole picture in this way. On its own, in its vain attempts to escape from suffering, the ego inevitably creates more suffering. When an ego recognizes it has no real power of its own, it soon discovers that it must give way to something greater than itself. Preceding this realization is often a prolonged crisis that crushes the ego, or there is an inner restlessness, a yearning for something more than the ego can provide. There comes a recognition that trying to control, manipulate, or wage war with the world around us to get what we want is futile. We start to look within for the answers to our suffering and restlessness. As a result, we become the conscious observer of a mind that we once allowed to blindly drive us this way and that. What we first discover with this self-observation often delivers us a rude shock. We discover a mind that is out of control, a mind that is frequently in the grip of fear and confusion. At first, we watch helplessly as this mind spends its days tripping over itself, creating its own suffering. We try to stop it, to change its course somehow, but despite our best efforts, we more often fail. We know we must somehow gain control of this mind of ours, but how? After further despair, we finally begin to hunt for someone who has some answers to our dilemma. Out of necessity, we embark on a journey of self-discovery and self-mastery, providing we don't give way to the false promises of those who say they can save us or fix us. Those who truly know the way know they can only be guides and facilitators who help others find their own way. Consciousness has a capacity to gain power over the mind, but this capacity has to be awakened and exercised in order to gain this strength. And the power that the consciousness uses only comes through it from the higher self. By developing qualities such as stillness, clarity, and compassion, you can safely embrace and heal the confusion and emotional physical woundedness afflicting your human body-mind. Inner peace can be found even when your personal life is still beset with challenges. Such is the power of consciousness when it is truly aware and connected to the higher self. In fact, this inner peace is essential for finding your way through these challenges, and in the process growing into a more mature and wise adult. Our vulnerable human self has been habitually set in its ways through the course of our childhood, and then these habitual behaviors have been reinforced and compounded through our adolescence and adulthood. A major difficulty with this habitual level of our mind is that we are mostly unaware of its existence. Most of this conditioning was accumulated gradually, being assimilated into the mind as a product of daily experience. What can be called negative conditioning consists of the ingrained ways we think, feel, and react that no longer serve our highest good. This is held in place by layered belief systems taken on board by a child's mind who could not yet process beyond a rational, instinctual, emotional level. Therefore, many of these beliefs that our mind now takes for granted are confused and out of step with reality. On a subconscious level of our mind, these beliefs and their emotional consequences are now operating independently from our present conscious adult knowing. In many cases, these subconscious, irrational, and childlike beliefs are more powerful than our more mature ways of relating to ourselves and the world. This is why we end up behaving in ways that we would rather not, particularly when our emotional and physical security is threatened. When this happens, our instinctual, habitual mind kicks in before we have a chance to think consciously. Before we know it, we are behaving the same way we did as a powerless, vulnerable, and confused child. These unconscious and habitual ways of thinking are also behind the narrowly driven ways of behavior that I mentioned before, success in one area of our lives at the expense of other essential parts of our lives, such as health. This is the dilemma of humanity and its suffering. We are not in conscious command of our own mind. This more primitive fear-based level of our mind is often more powerful than our conscious awareness because, by its very nature, it is habitual. It does not consciously think, and therefore it does not doubt itself. It is simply like a recording mechanism that cannot control and does not discriminate what is recorded onto it. This is particularly the case for a child. There are, of course, ways in which this level of our mind serves us positively. Think of the ways it helps us effortlessly complete tasks such as driving a car or reading a book. This useful knowing has been deeply recorded into this part of our subconscious mind, but so has a lot of confusion. It isn't until we are well into our adolescence that we gain some form of conscious discrimination, strong enough to assess and choose what we want to consciously believe. Until then, for at least 14 years, this level of our instinctual mind has been exposed to the world with few defenses to protect it. 14 years is a lot of learning. We end up taking for granted, as truth, a lot of information that is not the truth. This is why a child needs to be taken care of by elders who are meant to be loving, conscious, and aware for the child who does not yet have this ability. Hands up, who had perfect parents and a perfect childhood environment. No? Then welcome to the human race and the human dilemma. Of course, it does not have to end there. We are not doomed to be forever the victims of this confused part of our human minds. As adults, we have the capacity to access our higher consciousness, which is pure love wisdom. We access this higher consciousness many times in our lives without necessarily being aware of it. We can feel it in those beautiful moments of genuine love, compassion, courage, and humility. At those times, we effortlessly display a great depth of feeling, knowing, and inner strength. Of course, sooner or later, our fear returns and shuts love out again. Likewise, you can tell when you are operating from the lower, more primitive and confused level of your mind. Reactive thoughts and emotions are inevitably activated, such as anger, rage, resentment, sadness, despondency, envy, blaming, judgment, pride, defensiveness, selfishness, etc., which are simply all aspects of fear. In other words, any driven form of behavior that creates conflict, disharmony, and imbalance in your life. Even before you act disharmoniously, you will feel this disharmony building in your mind. You will feel the disturbing emotions. You will feel that primal force within you rumbling. The purpose and goal of self-realization is to be able to access and operate from the higher level of your consciousness at will. To do this, however, the lower, more primitive level of your mind needs to be addressed. It is here the five-step process and other processes like it come into play. Through the act of accessing our vulnerable, frightened human self and choosing to lovingly care for it with the commitment to total personal responsibility, the beginning of a path to that higher consciousness is automatically set in motion. This is because through committing to acceptance and responsibility, you are already actively aligning your ego to your higher consciousness. Persistently steering your life in this direction will inevitably result in positive changes in your life. Therefore, your conscious love-based self becomes the active carer of your vulnerable and confused human self, like a loving and aware parent would be towards his or her own confused and troubled child. Treated in this way, the child is guaranteed to grow into a healthy, well-adjusted and mature adult, even if there is a period of more intense and deep healing that must take place first. Be aware, though, loving acceptance of our vulnerable human self or inner child self does not mean indulging it. This inevitably leads to ego selfishness. We must avoid being a slave to our inner child's fears and neediness. Acceptance must come with a full commitment to take personal responsibility for the inner child. In other words, for everything our mind and body does, says, feels, and thinks. This is steps 1 and 2 of the 5-step process, and the foundation of any self-development spiritual path. Step 1, being self-acceptance, or even deeper, total acceptance of all that is, or deeper still, pure unconditional love. Step 2 is total personal responsibility, which can also be regarded as wisdom. On a deeper and broader level, our own vulnerable human self is a symbolic representation of all beings. This is what is meant by love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, as a being of consciousness, having awakened the love that is already within you and channeled this to your own human self, you are well on the way to ending all conflict with all beings, and therefore ending your own suffering in the process. Through this process, self-development can also be, with dedicated practice, extended into higher levels of self-mastery, similar to what is achieved in advanced levels of yoga and martial art. However, too many people in this new age of spiritual renaissance are getting themselves lost trying to be enlightened beings before they have learnt to become conscious human beings. First things first, the foundations must be laid before the temple can be built. This five-step process for healing, integration, and wisdom contains the essential principles for meditation. Meditation is essentially step three work, that is, let go and tune in. Steps one and two prepare the ground for step three. Step three then empowers step four, which is live in the now. Step five reminds us that this process never ends. We keep practicing it every day in order to keep growing every day. On the level of consciousness, we never cease expanding. The well-being of our body-mind throughout our entire life depends on this. Nothing physical is permanent. Everything physical must be actively maintained, from our car to our home to our body-mind, if we want it to last. The mind has an added element, and that is its propensity to get very confused. If we don't keep track of this confusion, then the life that we truly want will continually elude us. However, what is even sadder about neglecting ourselves is that we don't give ourselves a chance to awaken to how incredibly wonderful we truly are. Through the portal of our consciousness, we can access a love, a beauty, a magnificence that is beyond the imagination of most people.